Hi, my name is Lane. My brothers are here with me at the library. Their names are Marshall and Presley. You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the library, Fiocon County Library. I hope you enjoy the show.
Can you say that, Marshall?
I hope you enjoy the show.
Good.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thanks to Lane, Marshall, and Presley for the fantabulous intro. Lane is big sister to Marshall and Presley. Her little brothers are much younger and not so good at talking yet. They were at the Elmer Old Town Hall Library with their dad, having a great time reading books and playing with the toys in the children's section. I'm Julie Berry, and this is indeed Check It In, Check It Out at 105.9 FM Radio DeBrigg, coming to you from beautiful downtown Elmer, Ontario. Tonight, our show is about nuts and bolts, engines, robots, computers, an amazing trip to the moon by bicycle. Yeah, I said bicycle, and believe it or not, a few everyday vegetables thrown in as well. If you would like to go to the moon, but don't know how you're going to get there, our story tonight is perfect for you. Mordecai Gerstein is the author of How to Bicycle to the Moon to Plant Sunflowers. You might want to get a pencil and take some notes. It's not easy to get to the moon on your bicycle, and it's also not a simple matter to plant sunflowers once you get there. Get comfy, my friends, and pay careful attention. Next stop, the moon. Chapter 1, How It All Began. The full moon always looked to me like a big, sad clown face. I asked my parents why it was so sad. "It's probably lonely," they said. "Nothing lives there." That's when the idea came to me. "I'm going to the moon," I said, "to plant sunflowers and cheer it up." My parents laughed. "How would you get there?" they giggled. "On your bicycle?" Why not on my bicycle? With a lot of serious thought, I secretly worked out a plan. I would be the first human to bicycle to the moon to plant sunflowers. The plan was simple, but brilliant. But with homework, soccer, violin, and all the other stuff I had to do, I never had the time to carry it out. That's why I decided to write my plan down so someone else could try it. Maybe it will be you. Chapter 2. The Plan. Number 1. Of course you need a bicycle. I have a red one with three gears and yellow streamers on the ends of the handlebars. 2. Next, you need to borrow about 2,000 used truck inner tubes. My Uncle Russell has a tire store. He'd loan them to you. Have the tubes delivered to a high grassy hill with two tall, fat birch trees on top of it. 3A. Then get your best friend to help you weave the tubes together into one long rubber band. This should take a couple of weeks. I was going to ask my friend Shirley. 3B. Tie the ends of the inner tube rubber band to the birch trees. Number 4. Next, get someone with a tractor to stretch the rubber band a mile down the hill and tie it to a huge oak tree at the bottom. You will have made a giant slingshot. Number 5. Now you need to find a pole about 25 feet long. My aunt has a flagpole that would be perfect. Number 6. You also need a ship's anchor. Tie the anchor to the top of the pole. 7A. Next, go around your neighborhood asking everybody if they have old garden hoses. Most people have lots of them in their garages. 7B. Attach all the hoses together till they're 238,900 miles long and wind them onto a gigantic spool. 238,900 miles is the distance to the moon, if you didn't already know that. 8A. Then, set the end of the flagpole into the inner tube slingshot and tie the nozzle end of the 238,900 miles of garden hoses to the pole. 8B. Wait till the next full moon. Carefully aim the flagpole at the moon and cut the inner tubes loose. This should make a really cool sound. The flagpole will be catapulted into the night sky. Watch it disappear with the hose spinning off the spool after it. Once the flagpole escapes Earth's gravity, it will just keep going all the way to the moon. (9A) While the hose spins off into the sky, write a letter to NASA. That stands for National Aeronautics and Space Agency. They build rockets and explore outer space. It should read something like this. Dear NASA, I have a simple but brilliant plan to bicycle to the moon. Would you please loan me a spacesuit, size extra small, for a few months? I promise to return it in good condition and give you a full report on my journey. Yours truly. And then you write your name. 9B. Mail the letter. 10A. Now, tie your family garden hose between the clothesline pole and a tree and start practicing riding your bike on it. If you fall off, get right back up there. If your parents tell you bicycling on the hose is too dangerous, assure them that doing it in outer space will be much safer. If you fall, you just float. 10B. This is where your parents tell you that you're not going and you just tell them not to worry. 11A. In about 3 weeks, you and your entire neighborhood will hear a tremendous sound. A giant boing. (11B) Run to the hose spool. If it has stopped spinning and the hose is stretched off into the sky, you'll know your anchor has hit the moon. Tug on the hose. You'll feel the moon tugging back on the other end.
Cool, man.
12A. Around this time, you'll come home from school to hear your mother say, "There's a package for you from NASA." Tear open the package. You should find a letter on top. Dear, whatever your name is, we don't know if your plan will work, but it's worth trying. If the enclosed spacesuit fits, you may borrow it. Good luck. Sincerely, NASA. 12B. Hopefully the spacesuit will fit perfectly. At this point, your mother will realize your plan is serious and tell you that you can't go. Tell her, "Mom, I promise I'll be really careful." "It's too risky," she'll say, her eyes brimming with tears. 12C. She'll say, "You're absolutely not going." 12D. "Please, Mom, just this once." "Well," she'll say, "let me discuss it with your father." If your parents are like mine, that is. 12E. They will discuss it for a very, very long time. 13. This means yes. 14. Remember to pack sunflower seeds, compost, and a trowel along with your normal supplies. On a bright day when the moon looks like a pale silver nickel, attach the earth end of the hose to a faucet. Turn on the faucet. Put your bike on the hose. I forgot to say you should have these special clamps I designed to keep your bike on the hose. 3, 2, 1, pedal. Your mother will be sobbing. Your father will shake your hand and everyone else will say, "Good luck and take care." 14. Start pedaling. In a few minutes, you will see your whole town below you. Sounds will drift up, screen doors, dogs, lawnmowers, and even scraps of conversations. If a cloud drifts into your path, pedal right on into it. The world will turn white till you come out the other side. As you get higher, you'll probably pass eagles and other birds. You'll see oceans sparkling far below you. 15. At lunchtime, take a break. Have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich washed down with chocolate milk. This will be your last solid earth food. From now on, it's all space food, nourishing, flavored glop, squirted through a straw in your space helmet. 16. When the sun starts to slide behind the earth, trillions of stars will fill the sky, more than you ever could have imagined. With the moon glowing like a huge nightlight, crawl into your sleeping bag. Get some rest. Make sure your sleeping bag's attached to the hose. 17. In the morning, squeeze some space breakfast into your helmet straw and pedal on. When you get beyond gravity, you should easily keep your speedometer at 500 miles an hour. You'll feel like you're standing still. Space will be very quiet. The loudest sounds will be your heart beating, your stomach gurgling, and the electric buzzing hum of your nervous system. 18. You will sound like a space satellite. You'll see lots of them. Just keep pedaling. There'll be no day or night, up or down. When you get tired, you can float beside your bike to rest, or you can swim around it to exercise your arms. The Earth will be the most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
Wow.
It will keep getting smaller while the moon grows bigger. When the moon looks bigger than the Earth, you'll know you're almost there. After a while, you may look back at the Earth and feel lonely. The moon will no longer have a face. It will just be this vast, empty place in front of you.
Mommy.
You may start to wonder why you came. You may even start to cry. If you do, your tears will float around in your helmet like transparent marbles. Don't turn back. You're almost there. Keep pedaling. Number 20. Finally, you will see the pole your hose is tied to, with its anchor stuck into the moon. Pedal down and float off your bike. You will be the first human to bicycle to the moon. Everything will be white except the shadows, which are black. It will look like a coloring book that hasn't been colored yet. You'll do amazing leaps and somersaults. 21. Take the sunflower seeds and compost out of your pack. Did you remember the trowel? Dig a bunch of little holes, put a sunflower seed in each one, and cover it with compost. Turn on the nozzle of the hose. Did you remember to turn on the faucet before you left Earth? The water will come out looking, I think, something like Jell-O. Pat the water onto the compost and mix it in. 22. That's all there is to it. You've planted sunflowers on the moon. You might want to gather a few moon rocks as souvenirs for your family and friends. 22. The ride back will seem a lot faster. I don't know why, it always just does on any trip. 23. When you get back, you'll probably be greeted as a hero. There'll be TV cameras, interviews, and all that kind of stuff. The first thing I would want is a big slice of pizza. 24. Then just keep watering the seeds, because remember, the hose is still attached to the moon. And watching the moon through your telescope. I'll be watching too. And I'm sure that one day, sooner or later, thanks to my plan, we will see sunflowers on the moon. I checked out the moon last night, but there was no sign of sunflowers. As for getting to the moon by bicycle, well, I think I'm going to get that book out of the library and read it again. There's some parts I'm not too sure of. My funny bone needs a giggle. Here's a riddle to get you giggling. How does one astronaut on the moon tell another astronaut that he's sorry? He apologizes.
Check It In, Check It Out would not be possible without the generous support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Aylmer, Ontario.
And I want to thank Jimmy for doing the credits for our show tonight. Thanks also to Radio DeBrigg, who makes sure Check It In, Check It Out is on the radio for you every week. A big thank you to Lane, Marshall, and Presley for their assistance with our intro. Tune in to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5, the best little library show in all of Ontario, maybe even the world. I'm Julie Barry. Thanks for listening.
Gendach, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hab jahan dit program geglecht. Ich san Mary Ham, and ich schof by the Elmer Library. We haunt a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and ye can crack die wat ye vaun forn, de zand ola nu oop. De oopner stun zand on the library dairn to zoin. Ye can ook foon, nen dot foonama as, fief eint neing, zas droi eint fire zas null, extension, eint null neing, van jut noch mai information fehlt. Bitte koop nan en zeit wat we han in onze libraries tum junt en juna familia, Matt Halton.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.